Now let's lead off with Bloomington's Planning Commission looking to make the city the first in Illinois to allow marijuana sold at dispensaries to be consumed on site, so-called Cannabis Cafe. While a company that's buying the medical marijuana dispensary in Normal plans to seek a state license for one in Bloomington. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
City planners made several recommendations following a public hearing on the city's proposed cannabis zoning ordinance. The city council will review the zoning plan in December ahead of the state law taking effect on January 1st, legalizing recreational use of marijuana. Planning Commission member Justin Boyd says allowing on-site consumption might be the only option for some residents, since property owners will have the option to ban cannabis use on their premises.
I think the social justice issue is a big one that we should consider. If it is legal to consume, but you can't consume it in public or in your home or in any other location, then it's not really legal to a certain population.
The panel approved on-site consumption in a 7-2 vote. Commissioner David Stanzak suggested the city avoid making a once-and-for-all decision that could be tough to undo later if problems arise. He says he thinks some landlords will decide on their own to allow marijuana use.
We have apartment complexes that have pet-friendly buildings. I see no reason why they couldn't have pot-friendly buildings just as easily.
The commission also voted to recommend proposed setbacks to largely mirror Normal's proposed ordinance. If Bloomington decides to welcome marijuana sales, at least one business is looking to open a dispensary in the city. Nathan Wang with Jushi, a Denver-based cannabis company, says it has an agreement to buy the Green Solution, a medical marijuana dispensary in Normal. The deal is pending state regulatory approval. Wang says the company is seeking state approval to allow recreational marijuana sales at the site in Normal and will exercise the option to open a second dispensary. Wang says locating in Bloomington makes the most sense.
It's the same demographics, right? It helps us reach sort of a broader audience and a broader population in within the same region. I think we love this region. We think that store in Normal has been very successful.
If the city council approves the zoning changes, it'll also have to decide whether it will tax its sales. Municipalities will be able to tax cannabis sales up to 3%. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.